Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Genesis 8, we begin a series, and we're calling it How to Harvest. How to Harvest. And our main scriptures are these three that we just mentioned. Genesis 8 and 22, the Lord said this, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." You know, I've heard people mock folks like me. And when we talk about offerings or we talk about giving, and we refer to something and say, well, we sowed that money, or we sowed that car, or we sowed those clothes, and people mock and go, oh, that's just a gimmick that those preachers have worked up, you know, to try to line their pockets. Well, no doubt there's some preachers trying to line their pockets, and there's also some farmers and salespeople and doctors and lawyers and a lot of all kind of folk trying to line their pockets. But that doesn't do away with the, I mean, if 90% of the preachers were crooks, this would still be true. Amen. Wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
This would still be true. Seed time and harvest is the law that governs every area that we contact. Now notice with me in Proverbs 10. Do you believe in sowing and reaping? Let me ask you. In Proverbs, the 10th chapter, and the 4th verse, it says, "He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." The New Century Version says, "A lazy person will end up poor." Is that just as true as Mark 11:23?
Yes, sir.
Or Philippians 4:19?
Yeah.
It is. Being lazy will cause you to be poor. But a hard worker or diligent will become rich. Diligence is a part of enjoying a full measure of blessing and good things. Now keep reading in verse 5. "Those who gather crops on time are wise, but those who sleep through the harvest are a disgrace." Is it possible to sleep through a harvest? Well, if it wasn't, why would it be there? The Complete Jewish Bible. Complete Jewish Bible says it like this, "Idle hands bring poverty. Diligent hands bring wealth. A sensible person gathers in summer, but he who sleeps during harvest is an embarrassment." The King James says, "He that gathers in summer is a wise son." Yeah. Is there any connection between wisdom and harvesting? Obviously there is. And can you be foolish and fail to harvest?
Yeah.
It's true. Now, thank God for learning about giving and receiving. And thank God for sowing offerings. But I think the impression has been left in some circles that all there is to enjoying full prosperity is giving offerings and making confessions. That if you just give enough offerings and give enough, and if you make enough good confessions, you'll just be blessed beyond your wildest dreams. But there's more to it than that. That's part of it, but it's not all of it. And we need to look at this. We need to see what the other truths are. Beware of taking a truth and trying to make it the truth about everything. The Scripture says rightly dividing the word of truth. So according to this, you could sow a bunch of good seed and you could make a bunch of good confessions and still sleep right through your harvest.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that a possibility?
Yes.
Look in Ecclesiastes 11. I know some people are not excited to hear that. But all the word is good. And all truth will make you free. You know as well as I do, if you've been in this any length of time at all, that there's a lot of folks that have given, 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 and confessed and confessed and confessed and given and given and given and confessed and confessed and confessed and given and given and confessed and confessed and still just as broke as they were 25 years ago. What, did you feel the excitement that rippled through the crowd? You know it's so. So either the word that people have talked about doesn't work, or there's some stuff people don't know. And sometimes people say, well, I'm doing all I know. Well, that may not be enough. You may not know enough. And it's not God's fault that we don't know it. And sadly, there have been whole truths that have been lost to generations because people just turned loose of it and ignored it. And so then they didn't teach it to their kids, and their kids didn't teach it to their kids, and generations have passed. But the word didn't change. And it's very, very simple. It is not complicated. People say, well, what? This is new to me. I mean, what all do I need to know? It's very, very simple. You want to understand spiritual sowing and reaping? Compare it to natural sowing and reaping.
Yes, sir.
It's just as easy as that. The Lord, through Jesus, through Paul, through person after person, talk to us about spiritual sowing and reaping by comparing it to natural sowing of wheat, sowing of this, sowing of that, right? Didn't he?
Yep.
Well, when it comes to natural sowing and reaping, is reaping automatic? No, it's not. Then why would we presume that when it comes to spiritual sowing and reaping, reaping is automatic? And yet, millions do. People think, well, you know, if I give an offering and I make my good confession, that's it, I'm done. The rest of it's up to the Lord. And how much I get back and when I get it and all that, that's up to Him. That's not true with a wheat crop. That's not true with soybeans. That's not true with corn. It's not true with apples. It's not true with tomatoes. It's not true with okra. It's not true with watermelons. It's not true with plums. It's not true with snap beans, green beans. Is it? It's not true with jalapeno peppers. It's not true with cantaloupes. What am I saying? We know. When it comes to every crop like that, every plant, everything that you planted, everything that you sowed, if somebody doesn't plant the seed, there's not going to be any crop.
Right.
But then, even though the seed does what it can do, and the ground what it can do, and God what He makes it do, even if you've got a bumper harvest out there, that harvest is not coming off the stalk or coming off the vine by itself and marching to the barn. Or the silo.
Right.
Everybody knows this.
Yes, sir.
And yet, when it comes to spiritual things, people have presumed and assumed, hey, I gave my offering. I said, I'm blessed. I believe I'll receive 30, 60, 100 fold. And that's it. I'm done.
Wow.
Are you now?
No, sir. Wow.
Are you sure that you're done? In Ecclesiastes 11, now, you can tell I need to be teaching on this by how quiet it is. Because if we all were just fully persuaded about it, we'd be shouting and praising God. It'd be great. But instead, folks are going, huh, okay. Wheels are turning and people are looking. And we really should be further along in this than we are. But, you know, not knocking anybody anywhere. I mean, all you can do is walk in the light that you have. And if you don't see it, you don't see it. Oh, but I'm excited. Like this person said that Kim read that report. What they say, they're going to become an expert reaper. That's me too. How many volunteer for that? You may have been a good giver. You know, one thing you never want to say, you hear people say it and they think it's humble or something. They say, well, you know, I love to give, I enjoy, but it's hard for me to receive. Are you nuts? Rich, we say such a dumb thing. If you never receive, you're not going to have anything to give, right? You better say, I love to give and I am a top-notch reaper too. You talk about receiving, buddy, look out. I am good at receiving. And if you have difficulty receiving from people, you also have difficulty receiving from God. That's just the way that you are. You know, more than once, I've had the Lord deal with me. It wasn't just something that crossed my mind out of the blue. The Lord dealt with me specifically to sow something into somebody's life or ministry. And there's been more than once that I came to do it, and they said, oh, no, I can't receive that. I said, sure you can. And this one fellow I'm thinking about now, he said, I'm sorry, Brother Keith, but I can't receive that. I said, sure you can. You open your hand and I'll put it right there and then you close it and you'll have it. He said, it's too expensive. It's too costly. I'm not comfortable with it. I can't receive it. And I said, well, okay. And they didn't know it, but they irritated me. I was glad I was sanctified. I didn't slap them or nothing. But do you know, in numerous cultures today, rejecting of a gift is like slapping a man, like spitting him in the face. It's like saying, you're not good enough and your gift is not good enough. I'm not receiving anything that you have. And what they're saying without meaning to, they're saying, you didn't hear from God. Right. You don't know what you're doing. Wow. Yeah. And those of us who take these things seriously, it's a holy thing. Yeah. It's a precious thing. So say it out loud. I'm a good sower.
I'm a good sower.
And I'm just as good,
at receiving.
I'm a good receiver.
I'm a good receiver.
Thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God, God who gives me